Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I feel it in my pussy.
There.
The hot dick snot.
There's so much. I feel like I'm drowning in a river of cum.
I wish I were a lesbian.
You're nothing but a slut.
I love to say the word penis. 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 I love to feel my penis.
Now I gotta shit!
I wanna taste my ass.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Got pulled over and raped.
Yeah. It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my mouth.
It's smelling like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
Nice, sweet turd. Nice, sweet turd.
Yes, Timothy the James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. This right here is Distorted View Daily. My name is Timothy Cornelius Henson.
Shout out to Timmy Boo Henson of DistortedView.com. Timmy Boo, what it do?
Thank you. The Blacks love me. I got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday today. Very excited about this. For you new listeners, Sextastic Tuesday is a stupid bit where I scour the internet for bad examples of pornography. Or, to rephrase it, good examples of bad pornography. Specifically, sex stories, erotic fiction. And today I've got some doozies for you. Let me explain what happened here. There's a community on LiveJournal called Weeping Cock. Sure. And the members of this community post links to bad porn, but it's like most of it is like anime porn, you know, stories that have to do with, you know, Japanese cartoons and shit. So a lot of this stuff can't be used for Distorted View because no one would know what the fuck I'm talking about. But occasionally I'll find something good. And one of the posted the following. A friend of mine recently moved into a new house and I was helping her scope out the basement. We happened to look in a cabinet underneath the sink. There we found a box containing 5 3-ring binders, each of them containing something like a ream of neatly typed porn, if you can call it that. This is some of the strangest, most hilarious stuff you will ever read. My friend, a generous woman that she is, gave me the box and I started posting them on Weeping Cock. So these are very short stories, but I'll read probably like 4 or 5 of them for you today. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
All right. This is the first short story I'll be reading today. It's called Clubbing. When Bernice was out clubbing, she caught sight of something truly wonderful. On stage, there was a man dressed entirely in spandex, his ass breasts bulging out pleasingly. I've never heard the term ass breasts before. And I love it. I'm going to use that all the time now. His ass breasts. In the outline of his member clearly visible. She had to squint to make out his name tag, but his name was Tony Dahlman, and he was clearly French. Bernice felt her G-spot grow hard. Is that possible? She watched his dance until he got off work. She waited next to the stage, and he approached her. "Hey," Tony said in French, "so you like my band?" You're very good," Bernice said, "but there's more to life than prog rock." I would have said, "Fuck you, bitch." Just asked you if you like my band, for Christ's sake. All right, they waited until the club had cleared out for the morning. There was just a hint of light peeping over the horizon, but Bernice felt as though they were basking in the light of Tony's member. She was wearing a stylish little petticoat, which Tony plucked from her like she was a granddaddy long legs. Then he removed her blouse, her camisole, and her brassiere. Tony cut a hole for his member out of the spandex. They wanted to just pull down your spandex. And soon they were fucking. Bernice reached behind him and stuck two fingers into his tempering anus. How did she know he was going to like that? Oh, that's right, he's French. She patted his scrotum with her thumb. Tony moaned in French. How do you moan in French? Isn't a moan just a moan? La sigh. He strung at her nipples like guitar strings, but her vagina was a hole, and it needed to be filled, and there was a member inside of her. They ground themselves into the dance floor. They came to the sound of the strobe lights. What? Strobe lights? Tony pulled out of Bernice's quickly leavening vagina. Neither of them knew what to do about the ejaculate on the floor, so they decided to leave it for the cleanup crew. I'll be playing at the Marriott next week, Tony said in French. You should come by. I think I will, said Bernice, and they walked from the club arm in arm. There you go, first story down, and we've already learned a new word, ass breasts. Second story is entitled Office Romance. The work morning started quite unassumingly. A Frenchman, Willingham, came to the office for a meeting. Before the hour was up, Junior had him spread eagle over the desk, which, with his stomach compressed against the mahogany and his doing scrotum glistening like a grandmother, what? Under the fluorescent lights. Right, Junior took his thumb and pried open the man's ass doorman to inspect the kiss of his sphincter. Ooh, just a kiss of sphincter. That's how I'm going to describe just a little rim job. It's the kiss of sphincter. All right, he could imagine a tongue lolling out of it, searching as in a kiss, and he felt himself grow hard. The Frenchman groaned. Please, mon ami. Junior patted the man's hip consolingly, then leaned over the desk and spoke into the intercom. Hortense, he barked. Fetch the lubricant! Hortense, the secretary, was promptly in the office, touting a family-sized tub of KY jelly. She was dressed frumpily, with a long high-neck dress and librarian glasses. The Frenchman was wearing nothing at all, and Junior was in a suit. Junior grabbed the jelly and began stuffing it into the Frenchman's ass as he might unstuff his own anus of waste. Oh. Anus of waste. When he was done, he turned to Hortense. What are you waiting for, woman? I need your rod and my cone. If this good man wants me to even begin fucking him. Hortense chuckled a long-suffering sigh and reached into her handbag, pulling out a thick strap-on dildo. Yes, Mr. Saxon. Junior Saxon leaned over the Frenchman, careful not to insert his member just yet, and enjoyed as Hortense pumped him eagerly with jelly. Then she put her member into his anus, and soon he was ready to fuck the Frenchman. Okay. He thrust his hips to meet Junior's. Their scrotums slapped together like seal fins. Hortense came on top of them, but kept fucking Junior. Junior took the Frenchman's nipple between his thumb and forefinger and milked them lovingly until he came in Willingham's ass, and the Frenchman came all over the mahogany desk and some of Junior's paperwork. Hortense came again. When she took off her dildo, there was a damp spot on her dress over her vagina hole. The Frenchman... This is so weird. It's like gay sex, but not really, because of Hortense getting wet all over the desk. The Frenchman flipped over and said, I will have to come back here before the fiscal year is through. Okay. Oh, yes, Junior agreed, also in French. Hortense was so relaxed by the melodiousness of the language, she didn't care that she couldn't understand. I wonder if we'll get a tax write-off. What the hell was that story about? All right, and let's do another one here. Why not? This is called Reparations. The day King Arthur discovered that his wife was having an affair with Sir Lancelot, the air was hot and humid, like the inside of a vagina. Descriptive. It was unusual weather, and it helped to sear the memory into his mind. He decided to demand recompense. Lancelot, old boy, I know what you've been doing with the queen! The king shouted across the tourney grounds where Lancelot was practicing. From the practice, sweat was pooling on the tops of his ears and dribbling down like cascades. I'll forgive you in exchange for your rectum. Lancelot's eyes widened like spinning tires. Of course, sire, he said. He stripped from his armor and leaned over the practice dummy with which he had been sparring. He was still sweaty from practice and looked as though one of the castle's maidservants had rubbed him down with cod liver oil. The king examined him appreciatively. "Jolly good," he said. He reached out to cup Lancelot's scrotum and swirled the testes like chai gong balls. "We'll need to ease the passage, however." The king reached into his robe and pulled out a potion. "This was given to me by the wizard Merlin," he said. "He told me that I would need it someday." As ever, he was right. Frighteningly useful chap, that Merlin. He looked down at the swollen globes of Lancelot's ass. Oh, they're not ass breasts, they're globes this time. Each as taut as a pregnant belly. The king slapped each one, as though to inspire the child inside to take its first breath. Lancelot moaned. The king reached into the potion bottle and lathered its contents inside Lancelot's anus. "I'll reclaim my honor, and we can be done with this mess then," said the king, and thrust his member through the sphincter. They fucked for a while Lancelot pumped the length of his own member, since the king wouldn't do it for him. The king licked the sweat from the curve of Lancelot's ears. Eventually, they both came. Lancelot redressed manfully, and it's hard to do that after you've just been fucked, and they made their way back to the castle, once again the best of friends. Later, the king asked Guinevere, "How would you like to try something new in bed, Poppet?" Guinevere eyed Lancelot. "My lord, I thought our old chum Lancelot might want to join in," the king said, and Guinevere's eyes lit up like sun-drenched meadows. It was agreed then. They ordered the servants to make a wooden cylinder of approximately a cubit in length and sand it down until there was no chance it would splinter. The device was delivered within the hour. Lancelot secured it to the floor, and the man had Guinevere kneel over it. She lowered her vagina over the pole so that her ass was plump to be fucked by the king, and she could pleasure Lancelot orally. "This is really just plummy, isn't it, Vera?" said the king as he filled her with Merlin's potion. Lancelot was on the ground, sucking at her breasts. He circled his tongue over her ripe areola as though he was demarcating a border. "Oh, yes," she said. When her anus was sufficiently lubricated, the king pushed his member into her. She groaned with delight. Lancelot stood up so that Guinevere would have access to his member. She licked the pre-ejaculate from the head coyly before devouring it whole. The men thrust. Guinevere moaned and licked. Within 10 minutes, they had all come sufficiently, and they drew out. Guinevere lifted herself off the pole and gave both the king and the knight a hug and thanks before retiring to her own quarters, presumably to masturbate. One would presume, yes. "I don't think I've ever fully appreciated what a feisty woman my Vera is, old boy," said the king. "I must say you've livened up the evening." "Thank you, my lord," said Lancelot, and they both went to bed. Ta-da! Finally, I've got one more story for you. It's a very short one. It's called Beatlemania, and the person who's compiling these awful stories says, "For the life of me, I can't figure out why it's titled that." Maudette was a door-to-door saleswoman. She found it a surprisingly exciting job. With each knock on the door, a crescent of wetness swiveled to the hole in her vagina in anticipation. Really? You're selling fucking vacuums door-to-door. "Would you mind if I came inside and gave you a demonstration of how the Kirby vacuum can suck up just about anything?" All right, sorry. While she spoke with her customers, she could easily see their members erupting through the seams of their pants like wagging dog tails. But no one would fuck her until she met Heinrich. Heinrich Southers was a real-life French immigrant. This person really has something for the French. Three out of these four stories have had to do with the French. When he opened the door, he and Maudette sensed their mutual arousal and decided to satisfy it. Maudette spread herself out over Heinrich's coffee table like a large poinsettia leaf. She hoped he would penetrate her soon. "Have you considered a career in botany? The flowers would complement your beauty," said Heinrich. Christ, just fuck her already. He sprung his member from his pants. The zipper wreathed it Christianly. Okay. "Would you please fillet me?" Maudette sat up. "Oh, right," she said. Completely forgot about that. Heinrich ambled towards her. She licked his member affably until it was thoroughly starched. My penis is starched. Then he pulled down his pants, dropped his briefs onto the sofa cushion, and penetrated her. they fucked robustly for a while their nipples kissed like longtime lovers. Maudette came. Heinrich came not too long after. Was that unprofessional of me? Said Maudette. Certainly I won't report you, said Heinrich, and they laughed until Maudette had to go back to work. The end. All right, there you go. Some crappy short stories uncovered in the basement of someone's house. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for April 5th, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's half off. You just have to use coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K. Find yourself a dildo, or a piece of lingerie, or a movie, or a, you know, any sort of sex toy, lubricant, anything. If it's sexual in nature, they've got it at AdamandEve.com. Use coupon code FREAK. You'll get 50% off just about any item and free shipping. They'll also throw in 3 free adult DVDs. You can pick which ones you want. And they're going to throw in a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's AdamandEve.com. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. You know, there really has been this strange string of on-air presenters starting to speak gibberish. And now there's a news story about this. A bizarre spat of television presenters dissolving into on-air gibberish has sparked claims that the U.S. military could be to blame. What? In 4 high-profile cases, the latest involving fast-talking Judge Judy, the presenters have started off speaking properly, but then have descended into undecipherable nonsense, looking confused and unstable. The frequency of the attacks, and the fact that recorded examples of the mental meltdowns have been popular on websites and podcasts, has led to conspiracy theorists pointing the finger at shadowy government experiments. A popular theory being circulated online blames the U.S. military's supposed research into using microwaves as a mind control weapon. America has never admitted conducting such research, but proponents say the effects produced by microwave signals stimulating the brain with fake images and voices, I guess, to confuse the people. I've actually heard about this phenomenon, or these experiments or whatever, on that weird show, Coast to Coast, with George Norrie. They talk about ghosts and aliens and conspiracy theories and shit like that. And it's on, like, AM station. Just pick any AM station at, like, 2 in the morning and you'll hear this show. But anyways, yeah, that's where I first heard about this, and they had some expert on. And if I remember correctly, he was saying that these microwaves were transmitting voices, but I think there were, like, more than one voice, and so you couldn't understand, like, the person who was receiving these transmissions in their head couldn't understand what was being said. There's just too much being said, so it just confuses people or something. I don't know. Anyways, speaking of Coast to Coast with George Norrie, another example of someone, like, freaking out and speaking gibberish happened on his show.
Oh, thank you. Were you watching any of the soccer action?
Yeah, I did in glimpses, but I'm more fascinated with Paul the Octopus.
Yeah.
He's picked Spain over the Netherlands, and he's not wrong. So, you know, off we go.
Well, it was one of those little main surprises. We walk in the house, it looked like one great big room, and then you could break it up like that, and each one could have its own separate heat. And I think, wow, that's... I thought, is this kid ever going to get a driveway? And that depends.
What?
Did he threaten the Hoover? You know, has he not put away the dishes? And a lot of people keep their shirt off. There's any reason at all to get it off.
Exactly.
Really? Exactly? You're acting like you understood what he was saying? Come on.
Just keeping their shirt off. There's any reason at all to get it off.
Exactly. Ian Punnett, this Saturday and Sunday on Coast to Coast AM.
I often wonder, like, do radio hosts even listen to their guests, or are they busy doing other stuff? So maybe George Norrie wasn't even paying attention. He was like, yeah, exactly. I agree with you 100%. Meanwhile, this poor guy was having a stroke on the air. All right, yeah, that was featured a couple weeks ago on a Heavy Rotation Thursday edition of DV. You probably didn't hear that if you're not Sideshow members. All right, here we go. Yeah, as to why the Pentagon might be targeting U.S. television presenters, the microwave theorists are less clear. The phenomenon, which has provided internet video sites with some of the oddest footage for months, has now claimed one of America's most highly paid broadcasters. Judith Scheinlin, the fast-talking judge on Judge Judy, was taken to the hospital on Wednesday after she began speaking a nonsensical string of words during a live recording of her courtroom TV show. Studio insiders say Shinlin, who earns millions of dollars a year for a show that is the most watched program on American daytime TV, was sitting on camera and started saying things that didn't make any sense. Shinlin then announced that she needed to stop as she didn't feel well and asked a crew member to call an ambulance. The 68-year-old lawyer was released from the hospital the following day, but a spokesman said medical tests had not revealed what caused her garbled speech. Her verbal breakdown is the fourth such recent case, and the odd coincidence has prompted feverish speculation over the cause. No video has been released of Judge Judy. I want that video so bad! The first victim was Serene Branson. You remember the heavy rotation chick? Her case was followed by a Canadian news reporter whose report on his country's contribution to the military campaign in Libya suddenly collapsed into gibberish, which I also played. That was another heavy rotation. Yes, his employer later confirmed that there had been no problem with the auto cue, but McAllister, the presenter, suffered from a migraine. In January, Sarah Carlson in Wisconsin was also struck. She started out fine in her report on Wisconsin's challenge to Barack Obama's healthcare reform, but it soon became apparent that she was having trouble forming words, and the camera switched to a startled-looking co-presenter. Unlike the other examples, Carlson, 35, has a history of seizures, but America's army of conspiracy theorists are unconvinced by the medical explanations. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come...
Florida, almost fucked up state.
I still haven't figured out this audio program. Cut me off. Cut the water off! All right, yes, second story we have for you today. It happens to come from our most fucked up state. All right. A 25-year-old woman found in her bra and panties after a traffic crash told an officer she stripped off her clothes to try to conceal her scent from a police dog. The scent is on you. It gets on your clothes from your body, you stupid idiot. All right, Angela C. Ferrante's disrobing plan last week apparently didn't work as Kilo, a police dog, tracked her down in a wooded area. The case began at around 10:45 p.m. on March 31st, as police went to a reported crash in the area of the 1500 block southeast Areola Boulevard. A 1997 Buick appeared to have been northbound and crashed into the median before crossing into a southbound lane and stopping. Investigators were told two people fled from the vehicle, and police saw sandals and a pair of shorts that led them to the 100 block of southeast Carter Avenue. A police dog named Kilo tracked into a wooded area where Ferrante was found in her underwear. Ferrante said she stripped out of her clothes in an attempt to conceal her scent from the canine. Ferrante said that she drank 4 to 4.5 beers at Mickey Finn's and 1.5 cranberry vodkas. She said she was driving northbound and her boyfriend, who was on probation, was paranoid that the police were following them, so he was probably on a few drugs, and grabbed the steering wheel and she hit the median. The passenger was shouting at her that he was going to be locked up for being out drinking, and then they had to leave. She took off most of her clothes and started ditching them. A sergeant asked whether... Okay, you know why this was stupid? Because the dogs could sniff her clothes that she had strewn about all along the road, got her scent that way, and then just tracked her. You know what I mean? It would have been better if she would have just kept her clothes on. It would have been, you know, less for the dogs to smell, I guess. All right, a sergeant asked whether she removed her clothing to confuse the police dog, and she said she didn't know why she did it. Investigators found a pipe with marijuana residue in it. See? Hence the paranoia. Ferrante of the 100 block of Northwest Byron Street performed the field sobriety exercises and was promptly arrested on charges including DUI, possession of drug paraphernalia, leaving the scene of an accident with property damage, and no registration. The records don't state whether the boyfriend was also arrested. So there you go. And finally today, the official penis map has been released. That's right. The latest addition to the genre of maps hitting the internet is a table of the average penis size by country. The data, which says it is a mix of stated and undefined sources, has some ego-shattering information for Australian men, if it's to be believed. Yeah, this story comes from Australia. Australia comes in 94th on the list, with a measured average penis size of 13.2 centimeters, which is like 5.2 inches or something like that. The information is attributed to Australia's National Agency for Health and Welfare. Number one on the list is the Congo, with an average self-reported penis size of 18 centimeters. But that's different. This map sucks because some of them are measured, which is more, you know, a scientific way of, you know, finding out the average size of a penis. And then, you know, everyone self-reports their penis size to be a little more than it actually is. So who knows if the Congo is actually clocking in at 6.8 inches. I'm sorry, cocking in at 6.8 inches. But yeah, I'll put a link on the show notes or my Twitter feed or my Twitter sheet or something. There's a chart here. It lists every single country and the average penis size. The United States, by the way, the average man is 5.1 inches. And that is a country that has used measured results. So very scientific. The average person was 35 and a half when the measurement was taken. So it's kind of interesting. If you're concerned about your penis size. By the way, Japan, this is a measured result. 4.3 inches is the average. Right? Right. I think that's the smallest, actually. Just looking through. Oh, wait, there's a 4.0. India. Oh, poor little Indians. They're cute little 4-inch penises. Thailand also, 4. All right. Enough. Enough sifting through those results. Is that pretty much it? I guess that's all I really needed to mention in this news story. Oh, some other large penis countries. Ecuador, Ghana, Colombia, and Venezuela. So if you are looking to hook up with some hung men, check out those countries. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right. Now, how many times have I told you, freaks, to keep your messages short? This first one is like 3 minutes in length.
Jigu, Tim, I am a new listener from not very far from you, actually, only about an hour in Northeast Ohio. And I have to say, I am addicted.
Oh, well, never mind. Go, make your voicemail as long as you want, as long as you're showering me with praise.
Yes, I
continue to virtually suck my dick, please.
I've been listening to it for a couple of months, and even though you're not always funny,
what?
You are always shocking, which is really difficult to do, so I really congratulate you. I have to say, my only problem
I'm not wanting to hear the rest of this message.
Is Sextastic Tuesday. It gets really old really quick. Some of them are memorable. Some of them were really good. I remember there was one where it was like a guy who was fucking his dead grandma.
Sure.
And then there was another one where it was like a girl who had maggots coming out of her skull, and then like nigger aliens come down from space and like fuck her.
That sounds
about
right.
And then like eat her.
Look, it's hard to find that level of craziness in a story every single week. That's why I do best ofs a lot, and that's why, you know, some of them aren't quite up to snuff, if you will.
I am a happy walker, girl.
Yes, the mall walker.
I love to hike the mall.
You don't hike a mall, for Christ's sakes. The mall is pretty level, you know what I mean? Like, there's
and
no...
as I go, I
no
love
hiking.
To stop and shop and shop and shop.
Oh, it's that bitch is so annoying. Yes, continue, caller.
Hey, Timothy Laserfox Henson. Anyway, this is Lamorck, your blind sideshow member. I was just listening to a podcast, and it reads off the description, and my screen reader says, the PO box. So instead of PO box,
pole box,
you're a PO box. I'm going to send something to your PO box, because you be PO.
So I'm going to start calling my ass.
You can't even afford to be PO. All right. Anyway,
oh, PO box. I see.
Anyway,
I was throwing in an L there.
I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Hey, I was at Best Buy yesterday. Don't ask me why. And I just happened to see the new iPads. They had a couple on display, and I was messing around with it. And, of course, I wanted to create an icon for Distorted View so people could just click on Distorted View and it'd go right to the website. Best Buy does not care for DistortedView.com. It says, you know, when you try to log in there, it says this page cannot be displayed based on your corporate access policies. Access to this website is not allowed because this website is considered tasteless and offensive. And I said, thank you, Best Buy. At least they got it right.
Hey, Tim. Driving home back to Portsmouth to college. Goddamn, new theme song has got me all paranoid because I hear sirens and shit behind me, and I have.
I'm sorry, you know, I didn't create this song. I like it a lot. If there's one thing I would change about it, I hate fucking shit with sirens in it on the radio all the time. You know, if there's an advertisement with sirens, it's so annoying. I agree with you, and I apologize.
Hey, white man, Brown Mitten speaking, and a commercial that I. Just, I think you would appreciate it.
Is it for Easy Feet? I was at Walmart. Before I went to Best Buy, I went to Walmart. And there's a stupid product that you lay these things on your bathroom or on your shower floor with, like, bristles that stick up, and then you rub your feet on them so you don't have to actually pick your feet up and wash them.
I feel like...
We are a nation of fucking lazy asses.
Might go to hell in certain neighborhoods when this happens.
I am a happy mall walker. What? I can't understand anything. No, that doesn't work like that.
Hi, Tim. This is a SciShow member jerking for Jesus.
That guy sounds exactly like... Ah, the vagina.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
I'm jerking for Jesus.
I may have made that comment before.
Yes, I'm quite intoxicated right now, but I decided the best time to call.
That's the best time to taste vagina.
I was listening to one of the old shows from 2007, and it's got the infamous, my cunt is fucking hurting, you know, scene, and, she says Jim, the director there, is being insensitive because he was acting like an asshole, just like the time at the
Bukkake
scene where she got her purse stolen.
And he couldn't even be nice
about
it.
That right there has to be the ultimate definition of a bad day at work. Having about a dozen guys jizz on her face and one of them ripped off her purse.
I know.
I find that hilarious.
Yeah, poor girl.
Hey, Tim. Hey, freak. This is your Jewish sideshow member from Florida. And I'm calling to tell you about a really weird dream I had. I had a dream that Tim was on MTV singing and dancing to Tonetta's Happy Birthday Tim song. And...
How great would that be?
Said, Tim and
like, no explanation. I just pop up on the screen Tim dancing to my own birthday song.
And had the stupidest look on his face.
Yeah,
just like the careless fairy that he is.
Oh, thank you very much for that.
Just throwing in my two cents here. The new opening, thumbs down. Only because I don't need to hear Raymond 14 every goddamn day. There's your milkshake. It's fucking terrible. Just switch up the clips or something.
Well, we did, thanks to Corey. New, you know, now you only hear that probably like once a week. Rainbow 14.
Do smell.
Oh, here's another shit. Damn. Yeah. That's a type 7.
You see.
Yeah.
Red Menace here. I just listened to the podcast that has the old Colonel Sanders before he died. Is it just me, or does he sound like the guy who is all fried pig pussy? Love you, Tim. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Kentucky Fried Pig Pussy. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, if you don't, guys.
He threatened the Hoover. You know, he's not putting away the dishes.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. God damn it! God fucking damn it!